Hello again. Welcome back to the Storyary Podcast. I'm Jess Mahler, and today we are continuing with part 5 of Bound by His Oath. Raymond has been waiting to learn Lady Mildred's decision, but Mildred is going to surprise him. Raymond was roused from his sleep by the sound of keys rattling outside his cell door. A few moments later, the door opened, and the older warrior who led Lady Mildred's fighters gestured for him to come. He obeyed, but froze at the sight that greeted him. John! John sagged in the warrior's grip. A broken nose trickled blood down his face and tunic. Both his eyes were blackened, his arms were bruised and bound behind him, and he was favoring his right hip. The warrior shook his head when Raymond reached for his knight, and reluctantly Raymond fell back. "I'm sorry, Raymond," John mumbled around a swollen lip. The warrior shoved him into the cell, and he landed hard, crying out. "It'll be all right, John," Raymond made himself say as the warrior closed the cell door on his friend. "It'll be all right." Then he turned and followed the old man, his heart heavy and lost in darkness. Once more the warrior escorted him up onto the tower walk. Lady Mildred waited there, the shoulder of her tunic torn and fresh blood on her sleeve. And Raymond understood why John had said, "I'm sorry." He sank to his knees, not caring in that moment how he shamed himself by kneeling to a woman. "My lady, I beg you—"
"Stand up, Sir Raymond," she cut him off. "You are not here to discuss your oh-so-loyal knight."
He obeyed, silently. After a moment she sniffed and turned to look out over the mountains.
"I would dislike hanging you and your men from my walls, Sir Raymond. It would be wasteful, and I prefer not to offend the ancestors. Continuing to feed you and your men would be more wasteful, especially when, for some reason, our food stores will be lower than expected this year."
He took a grip on his temper. This was nothing he did not know.
"Is it the English way to talk endlessly about possibilities and never take action? If so, no wonder we conquered you so easily."
She laughed, a heavy sound full of bitterness. He wondered what her true laughter sounded like.
"No, my mother would say it is the drachma way to talk endlessly about possibilities and then strike like lightning when the time is right."
She spun to face him, and there was something in her movements, in her face, that frightened him. He had seen men wearing that expression before they rode into battles where they expected to die.
"I have a proposal for you, Sir Raymond. I doubt it will be to your liking, but you might find it has its merits."
"I am, of course, at your service, Lady Mildred," he said, choosing his words, like his footing over those damnable rocks. To his surprise, she laughed again.
"Yes, precisely."
She took a deep breath, and Raymond braced himself for her charge.
"You will take oath as my liegeman."
She spoke softly, so only he could hear her, but the words landed like a blade through his guts. He snarled, unable to restrain himself in that moment of shock.
"You dare!"
The warrior stepped forward, but Lady Mildred held up her hand, stopping him.
"I suggest you control yourself, sirrah."
Raymond forced himself to step back, to uncurl his fists. "If you were a man, I'd challenge you for such an insult." She looked at him for a moment as if he had two heads, then shrugged.
"If I understand you, Norns, if I were a man, it wouldn't be an insult."
She gestured out to the distant woods.
"You have built your ship, invader. You may live with it or die in it."
"Your man was ready to die for you. Will you have the courage to live for him?" She waited, but he said nothing.
"For the time being, I would keep this oath private. Only you and I would know of it. Once you have given your oath, I will wed you, making you Lord of Oakhaven. You will rule all here. I will rule you."
It took him a moment to understand, but when he did, he was near as stunned by the woman's cunning and ruthlessness. Only the iron control he was holding prevented him from reacting. In one stroke, she would satisfy the king, keep her freedom and power, and turn a burden, he and his men, into an asset. He himself would get almost everything he had come here for.
To get it, he would need to become what many would consider only half a man. Ruled shamefully by his wife, with no power over her or his actions. Some might say that death would be better. She examined him as he did her, her face displaying a range of emotion, flickering between hope, fear, need, and what might have been desire. Studying her now, he didn't think she intended insult. She had almost seemed surprised that he was insulted. No, he realized, she didn't care if he was insulted. She had found a solution to her problem. If the solution was a deadly insult to him, why should she care? She had her honor and her duty, and the honor of a prisoner who had sought to conquer her was not her concern. He burned at the thought of it. To unman himself and bend knee to a woman, to his wife no less. Still, he had already knelt to her to beg for John. Would this be any different? Well, yes. There was a difference between a momentary shame and an endless one. But, Sir John, consider him my betrothal gift and deal with him as you will. Her laugh had a breathless quality now, and he realized that he had been right before. She felt she was throwing herself off a cliff just as much as he did. It was his loyalty to you that convinced me to trust you with this chance. Would you rather reward him for that or punish him, I wonder? Raymond shook his head, not sure himself how to answer. The rest of my men? She waved a hand, dismissing his concern. We'll have whatever place here you find for them. I will not see my people displaced, but I believe there is room for the men who are sworn to you. Her tone darkened for a moment. Ancestors know we have enough dead whose shoes they can fill. Slowly, this time, he lowered himself to his knees. No matter how he tried, he couldn't force out the words of the ancient oath. Finally, he cobbled together something he hoped she would accept. I will take you as my liege, Lady Mildreth. By my word, you shall have my loyalty and obedience for all my life. She placed a hand on his bent head, and he shuddered at her touch. It is done, then. Mildreth watched Rigmar lead Sir Raymond back into the keep, this time to the Lord's quarters. The risk she was taking terrified her. Among the English, her plans would have been unusual, but accepted. To the Dragma, if her mother's tales could be trusted, she wouldn't have needed to demand his oath. The difference in their ranks would mean her position would be assumed by all, including her husband. The Norns, with their refusal to admit a woman, could rule. She would not be able to treat him as an English husband. Each day she would need to remind him of his subservience, lest he forget that she ruled here. He clearly inspired loyalty, she thought, carefully testing her bruising. Surely a man who knew how to inspire such loyalty also knew how to give it? If he was capable of giving it, then her gamble would truly pay off. If he was one to swear an oath and then break it for convenience. At best, the holding would be torn apart as her people battled his, leaving them all ripe for plucking by the conqueror. The worst was not worth considering. The End, Part 5, Bound by His Oath. See you next week.